Good morning, everyone. We will call this committee to order, and I'll note for the record that there is a quorum present. First order of business is approval of the minutes for Monday, April 15th. Vice Chair Hollins, would you care to move the minutes?
So moved, Chair Long.
Thank you for your diligence. Any discussion to the minutes? Seeing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The minutes prevail. Next order of business is calendar for the day for Thursday, April 18th. The proposal is House File 4757, Representative Stevenson, Cannabis Policy, and Senate File 3492, Representative Agbaje, Landlord-Tenant Housing Policy, substituting the House language. I move the adoption of the calendar for the day pursuant to Rule 1.21 and 3.33. The Committee on Rules and Legislative Administration will designate Thursday, April 18th for the adoption of the calendar for the day and establish a pre-filing requirement for amendments offered to those bills. Discussion to the calendar for the day. Seeing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? The calendar for the day is adopted. Members, we have two bills before us for deadline waivers today. Pursuant to Joint Rule 2.03, these bills are before us with the only purpose to waive the deadlines for further action and to recommend a re-referral for a substantive hearing, so we will not be accepting amendments or public testimony at this time. The first bill is House File 3276, Representative Frazier, related to ranked choice voting. The reason for the waiver is that there was a late decision made to preserve the option for this bill to travel independently. There is a fiscal note, and the funding is being carried in the elections bill. There is a hearing today in the Senate in State and Local Government Committee. I move that the deadlines be waived for further action on House File 3276, and that House File 3276 be re-referred to Ways and Means. Discussion.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Pulaski.
I request a roll call.
Representative Pulaski requests a roll call. Roll call will be granted. Representative Rarick.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So, okay, thank you for all that information. Those are questions that we typically have been asking. So did it meet deadline in the Senate? And if not, is it going to the Rules Committee? I did see that it had a committee hearing today.
It has been in the Senate in possession of the State and Local Government Committee since prior to deadline, and that was a Finance Committee. So our understanding is it met deadline in the Senate.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. It looks like we have another member that has questions. So
Leader Damuth. Was that? Did you?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. With the fiscal implications of the $359,000, can you just tell the committee here why this is not traveling specifically in a finance bill?
So Leader Damuth, the funding is being carried in the elections bill. There was some interest in potentially having a standalone vote on this bill on the floor, and so this was being moved independently for to preserve that option.
And thank you, Mr. Chair. Could you just remind us what the target would be in the elections committee?
$500,000.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Chair. So target of $500,000, we're at $359,000. That is considerable. I understand that when we had first started hearing the deadline waivers, the criteria was a substantive and good reason. As you explained that this was a late decision to have it travel alone, I'm not going to question that decision, but I will just leave it out there that I'm not quite understanding why this would need a deadline waiver, but that is the end of my questions on this particular one, Mr. Chair.
Representative Torkelson.
Well, thank you. Back to the
target for the committee. I happen to sit on elections. This $359,000 cost for this bill, and I know there's an amendment in committee that we'll be hearing that spends $144,000 on aid to counties. When I add those two up, I get to $503,000. That's without any other fiscal considerations. I don't understand how this all fits together, Mr. Chair.
Well, Representative Torkelson, I think that those discussions would be perfect discussions for Ways and Means, where this bill would be headed. Representative Torkelson?
Well, thank you, Mr. Chair. It just doesn't feel like we have our act together. Thank you.
Any further discussion? Representative Nash?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. One of the first questions I have is, could you tell the committee what number bill waiver this is? By my count, this will make number 18 that we've had since we began rule waivers.
I believe you. Representative Nash, I don't have that number handy. I will note that the fiscal note cost is $209,000.
And Mr. Chair.
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So this bill sat dormant from 318 until yesterday when it was moved back here. I'm just confused as to why we haven't been moving on this. And, you know, I've seen other bills that your side has moved and cloned so that it can hit multiple committee stops in the same language to say that it had a hearing, but then gets merged back together. You know, and this predates your arrival, Mr. Chair, but again, when I was a freshman, and I think I shared this, when I brought a rules waiver to then Majority Leader Joyce Pepin, she said some unkind words to me, and one of them started with an F and was followed by get out of my office. I just think that we're not, why have deadlines if we just flippantly give rules waivers to whatever for whatever reason? I have a hard time with that. And this makes 18, and we're going to pick up number 19 in just a second. And yet we keep hearing, oh, we could leave early. We could finish early. We just need to do a bonding bill, and then we're done. It's going to be the fastest second year of a biennium that you've ever seen. It's going to be amazing. And here we are just giving rules waivers for things that were just effectively sloppy work and not authors making sure their bills are moving. Some of your members are very, very good at making sure their bills are moving. If this was such a fantastic idea, it should have been done a lot earlier than this. And to give it a rules waiver, I think it's a specious argument. So thank you.
Representative Nash, we're at the time of session where we're working with the Senate to try to figure out bill paths, and we're also trying to determine whether bills are moving on their own or in policy or finance bills. So I don't think that this is out of the ordinary for us to move things as standalones, and I would submit that I would expect your side would prefer more standalone votes than having bills combined. Representative Damon.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and I appreciate the response given to Representative Nash's question as far as, you know, time of the session that we are working with the Senate. While I understand the need to work together, there is nothing that would have precluded us from moving things on time in this body where we are responsible for the work of the House. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Leader Damon. Not seeing any further discussion and roll call being requested, I will renew my motion that the House File 3276 be referred to Ways and Means, and the clerk will take the roll.
Chair Long?
Yes.
Long, yes. Vice Chair Hollins?
Yes.
Hollins, yes. Leader Damon?
No.
Leader Damon, no. Representative Engen is excused. Representative Howard?
Yes.
Howard, yes. Representative Hewitt?
Yes.
Hewitt, yes. Representative Jordan?
Aye.
Jordan, yes. Representative Lilly?
Yes.
Lilly, aye. Representative Moeller?
Aye.
Moeller, aye. Representative Nash?
No.
Nash, no. Representative Olson?
Aye.
Olson, aye. Representative Pawlowski?
No.
Pawlowski, no. Representative Rarick?
No.
Rarick, no. Representative Robbins?
No.
Robbins, no. Representative Torkelson?
No.
Torkelson, no. Representative Wolgamott?
Aye.
Wolgamott, aye.
There being 9 ayes and 6 nays, the motion prevails. The next bill before us is House File 4010, Representative Kalowski, Multifamily Residential Developments in Cities Requirements Established. The reason for the waiver is that House File 4010 was traveling as a component part of another bill, House File 4009. Negotiations then led to the bills being broken back apart, which extended past the deadline. There is no fiscal note. The amendment is laid over for inclusion in the Senate and the housing omnibus. I move that the deadlines be waived for further action on House File 4010 and that House File 4010 be placed on the general register. Discussion to the motion. Representative Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So you mentioned that this was part of a larger bill, and in the Senate it's going to be possibly incorporated in an omnibus bill. So why are we moving it as a standalone? Why was it broken out?
Well, Representative Robbins, it had been in House File 4009 had been combined, and then if it passes as a standalone in the House, it can be brought into conference. Representative Robbins.
So what would it conference with if there's no Senate standalone companion?
It would conference in the housing omnibus bill. Representative Robbins.
I'm sorry, Mr. Chair, I don't understand. How can a standalone bill be conference with the Senate omnibus?
Representative Robbins, the point I was making is that under our rules, if a bill passes, it can be brought into a conference committee on a topic that is germane to the underlying bill, and that would be the housing omnibus bill. We do happen to have the chair here. If you wanted to ask the chair a question, I'm sure he'd be happy to talk about the bill path.
Thank you. Chair Howard, if you wouldn't mind explaining this a little more clearly to me, I'm surprised at this path. Thank you.
Chair Howard.
Thank you, Chair Long. Representative Robbins, I think it's just like the legislature, you know, you multiple pass the legislature. This bill is being heard as a standalone in the Senate State Gov Committee today with an amendment that basically turns a bill into something similar to this. So there is a path in the Senate as well, and this, you know, provides multiple paths.
Further discussion. Representative Nash.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And just to clarify, this is not currently in the housing omnibus bill that was put out. We'll be doing run-throughs and markups. So to echo what Representative Robbins just said, it seems mysterious that if it's traveling in an omnibus over there, it should also travel in an omnibus here. And I'm not upset that it isn't, but it just seems clunky. So thank you.
Seeing no further discussion, I'll renew my motion that deadlines be waived for House File 4010 and it be placed on the general register. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
No.
The motion prevails. Members, that is our business today. We do have a hearing tomorrow morning as a reminder. And so we will see everyone tomorrow morning. You're adjourned.